Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Joe Ostrowski from BetQL, and he joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
It is a good morning, guys. You know, I trust the betting markets as much as anyone. But last week, even while telling you guys, okay, Ben Johnson's a favorite, big move the other day, he's even a bigger favorite. In my heart of hearts, I never believed the Bears were going to get him. I thought it was going to be McCarthy or Kingsbury because he was the big fish. But I'm as shocked as you guys sound to be.
We are, Joe.
And excited.
What did that do to the Bears' Super Bowl odds? I saw some crazy numbers being floated around because people are as excited as you would think. Is that reflected in the market?
Yeah, so what I'm really interested in is the win total, because I heard Bigsy with you yesterday, and he kind of quickly mentioned it about the expectations and how out of whack we get here. Like, we just went through this. We talked about Eberflus being the favorite for the coach of the year a matter of months ago.
Oh boy.
And it always seems to happen. If you look at the win total every year on the Bears, there's heavy juice on the over, because when they get posted to when the season starts, for the most part, Bears fans are betting over, over, over. And so I looked at the last 12 years. That is since Lovie Smith. So last four coaches over 12 years. How many times do you think the Bears went over the preseason win total? Another way of saying, how many times did they exceed expectations in the last 12 years?
Twice?
Once.
Once. Mm. It happened once. That's unlike any team in the NFL. Yeah, it happened once. It was Matt Nagy's first year.
Yeah.
When everything went right. Did they have an offensive lineman hurt that year?
No.
I don't think they did. Right. Everything went perfect. So I'm really curious where they slot the Bears. Remember this summer that even a tough division, and it proved to be true during the regular season, the Bears are slotted as the third team. Are they going to be slotted there again? I don't know how you can do that based on the regular season results that we saw from these other teams, but I think that's going to be fascinating what the win total ends up being. It was 8.5 last year with Eberflus. You're going to have hype once again. They have the fourth most cap space. They've got a few draft picks very high. We're going to get excited, and we should be, but road games, guys, they're going to Baltimore to face Lamar. They're going to Cincinnati to face Burrow. They're going to face the Eagles and Washington, the two teams meeting up in the NFC Championship on Sunday. I don't want to throw cold water today, but it's going to be interesting how we all handle it as the offseason moves along.
I mean, this is the problem, is you don't even know what their team will look like. They got
no idea.
They got just $75 million. Are they going to spend it all? They got, you know, what, three top 50 picks? I just don't know what they're going to do. I also wonder, when you talk about next year's college football odds, who's quarterback and whom, right? I mean, these guys, we haven't even gotten to the auction section of the program.
I know. I guess the one thing that we do know is it's probably going to be Arch with Texas. Yeah. And Texas is the second favorite. But outside of that, we don't have much of an idea. Look at Ohio State. They just won a championship with a brand new quarterback. You know, they had changes, a bunch of changes from the previous season. They got their best players to return with the $20 million. So, yes, there are odds on that at the moment, but it's tough to project. I don't know anybody that's thinking, oh, you've got to go on this. You got to make a bet here. You got to make a bet there, because you don't know what's going to happen. Now, you know, Notre Dame is, they're the sixth favorite. They're right behind Penn State. They're in that 12-1, 15-1 range. Uh-huh. Same story. We don't know the quarterback. Who's going to be under center for Notre Dame? And for much of the year, that was something that was a question with that team, but they still were able to get to the title game. Obviously, we will see tweaks. I don't know if it's going to be next year or maybe a couple of years down the road. Let this play out a little bit. But it's funny, as I look at the odds for these teams for next year's championship, I think, okay, they wanted to go from 4-12, and partly because they said, oh, it's the same teams every year. We're just mixing and matching the champion, same four teams every year. I wonder if that's going to be the same thing down the road. I would not have a problem with it, though, because look how much more football we got, how much more entertaining it was. But I have a feeling it's probably going to be a lot of the same teams, maybe a couple swap outs, you know, like Arizona State, Boise, Indiana. You know, maybe some of those teams aren't going to be back every year, but that's going to be interesting. It's Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State, then Notre Dame.
30 seconds, Joe. What about this weekend's games?
All right. The best bet, I think, is, and it did well over the weekend, is if you do a teaser where you can take two teams, you can move the point spread 6 points. So you would get Buffalo +8 and Philadelphia. You would just need them to win. I'll say this. I mean, it's Jaden Daniels, what we're looking at might be the best rookie season by a quarterback ever, but it is very different to face that Detroit Lions defense with a bunch of backups as opposed to Vic Fangio's defense with Jalen Carter and Slay and Sweat and Quinyon Mitchell, what he's done in his rookie year. I like the Eagles to win and cover. They would have covered if Jake Elliott would have hit his two extra points the other day, and maybe I'm hoping it happens, but I like the Bills this weekend, but they're going to have to watch out for Kelsey. He did nothing in the regular season matchup. He's been awesome in the playoffs. He did it again this week.
Great stuff, Joe. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
That is Joe Ostrowski, our guy with BetQL. Interesting stuff. We've got to get to our
talk Ben Johnson.
Yes, our conversation about Ben Johnson.
Big day at Halas Hall.
Head coach. Mully and Hall on the score.